party kids are gonna have a ball. He might kick you in the trailer, he may bite you in the stall, but $100 donkey's still a donkey after all. Kids and seven soccer moms all got to ride old Carl. Oh yeah, that's what we named him, after my half-great uncle, Carl. It was a day so legendary in our safe suburban town. When the kids all left the party, I wondered, now what do I do now? So I put him back on Craigslist with $100 prize. 9 days later, it pulled a trailer, much to my surprise. A $100 donkey's still a donkey after all. If you bring him to your party, kids are gonna have a ball. He might kick you in the trailer, he may bite you in the stall. But $100 donkey's still a donkey.
Keep my love going higher and higher. Dark of night. Hi, guys. How are ya? Judy here. You probably heard my conversation because I guess I didn't mute it, but I was playing song and I had a bunch of drama over here. Did you guys happen to hear it or no? Because if you did, I can explain. And anyone hear it? The conversation? Tana, Alana, Jerry. Anyway, we will find out if it's on in the archives. Okay. Yeah, well, I'm the Glass Mansion girl over here. I'm the transparent one. So I wouldn't have cared if it was aired, my conversation. But I didn't intend for it to be. I was having worship playing so I could work out the details with my sister about my brother. We have a new development. So if you were hearing a bunch of mumbling. Yeah, I unmuted you, Tana. I unmuted everybody. Tana, you're unmuted. Alana's unmuted you during worship. Can you guys talk? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Hi, honey. Love you, Tana.
Hi, yeah,
nice to see
you. I love you all.
I'm so glad you're in chat. I miss Tana in chat.
She's bilocating.
We've been so spoiled because every show you call in, and then we're just used to it. And then when you don't, me and Jerry are like, oh, we haven't heard from Tana every day. But it's okay. It's you know, we get used to our habits. And our patterns,
yeah,
and we miss you.
I wish I could call in, but when I don't call, it's because I'm working and I can't call in. But,
yeah.
And then I can't be in chat either. So, yes, I'm in chat briefly, and I was excited about it because, yes, I miss my chatters, too.
I know. It's glory chat. It really is. You know, even when we're just talking about the laundry and stuff and what we ate, it really is glory fellowship. When you're in the glory, you're in the glory, and the chat room is... It's a beautiful place to be, and I'm glad I get to be here right now with my real family, who I love so much. And without your prayers and support yesterday, that I really got so much blessing from having knowing that my RCC family was praying for my brother. And then, anyway, thank you, Jesus. God obviously did a miracle. My brother has been on the streets, but. Anyway, I don't really want to spend the show talking about it, but I just want to tell everybody that night I ended up finding him, and then I had to hang up my phone because there was a lot going on. His dog bit me and all this stuff. He has a dog, but the dog's at a doggy hotel right now, and he's going to be here tonight till his appointment on Monday. And it's good. It's a God thing. So he'll be off the streets. And I think that God wants to do some things before he puts him back out there if we're here. So it's all so exciting because it all fits into what God showed us. If he comes tonight and we poof tonight, it's perfect set up. If he stays till Monday, it's perfect because I don't think we're going to be here. So thank you, everybody, for praying. It's going well. My brother, it's going well. It is. It actually is. Now, see, this is a tricky situation because I can't be my old self where I just go by. We're asking the Lord, me and my sister, every step of the way, what we're supposed to do here. And we both totally feel his peace. We're in total agreement. We're also in agreement that I'm not going to get worn out like last time where I had to sleep for 3 days after he left, literally. Okay. Like I couldn't get up because it's like his condition right now. You can't like keep your eyes off him pretty much, except when he goes to a meeting. And anyway, so God bless the prodigal. I would do anything for him. But I had to leave him homeless that one night. Well, two nights he was on the street. And then I just couldn't. Anyway, it was the Lord. But my sister and I just prayed. And so if you were hearing me talk, me and my sister were praying and talking. And he's coming tonight for sure. And we said he could stay till his doctor's appointment on Monday. And then if that goes well, and I'm a halfway normal creature because I'm getting sleep, then he can stay until July 1st, which was the original plan because he's going to the Salvation Army. They have an excellent recovery program and he'll still be on the, you know, basically you're on the streets really if you're with the Salvation Army. I mean, you have a bed at night, but you know what I'm trying to say? It's recovery, a really strict program. And then he can still do his preaching. So either way, it all looks like it's God's will. It's all exciting because every scenario fits for my brother right now. So I'm really excited. And mostly I think he's going to come tonight. We're going to poof. And then him and my sister are going to go on the streets. And there it is. But anyway, I love you, Rose.
I was made by Father's Day for sure because we are his children.
Yes.
And he wants to bring us home. to celebrate Father's Day with him. Perfect scenario.
See, I see him on the streets preaching. I just don't like that he's sleeping out there. That I cried again this morning. I cried last night. I'm like, God, you have to lift this from me, or I'm just going to cry till I see him again, because I know he, but he, before you can go on the streets and do all that, you have to help yourself first. Like, I think he needs a good night's sleep, and you know, so that was my prayer, because I'm all for him going on the streets, but I don't want him sleeping on the streets, and nobody would, and he did. He got a good taste of it. He doesn't really like it. Oh, cool, Michelle. Thank you for your email. I'll take a peek. I've been bombarded, so I didn't check my email. And if you want me to see something right away, always text me. But thanks, Michelle. I'll take it. So anyway, God bless everybody. So I'm going to be back doing caretaking for my brother and stuff. So my son's friend isn't spending the night as planned, and that's okay. So anyway, family business. We all are intertwined in each other's lives. That's my little bit of gossip there. Welcome, Almond Joy. That's our beautiful Faith. If somebody could read me the story, because I already scrolled down in chat, so I don't know where I lost the story. Almond Joy, of why she named herself Almond Joy. Welcome, Deborah. We love you and daughter. Always thinking about your daughter, Deborah. And when I think, I pray. Welcome, Michelle. Welcome, Rosemary. Welcome, Jerry. Welcome, Tana. And welcome, Carol in chat. And Tana on the air. So what's going on, Tana? Happy Father's Day to your daddy, who you're going to see on Sunday when we're not here.
Yeah, happy Father's Day too. No, happy Father's Day. Yeah, we're all going to see our daddy, Heavenly mm-hmm. Father, Abba.
That's right. And by the
I'm
way, I have a scratchy
Father's
voice.
I have to work the restaurant on Father's Day, so that's why I won't be able to host, which
I thought you were going to see your daddy.
Oh,
for some
no,
reason.
I
okay.
saw, no, I'm not going to get the, I just.
Yeah, oh, good. Hopefully you'll get big tips on Father's Day. Everybody will be smiling and drinking.
Well, you know, I plan on being in my Abba Father's arms and wishing him a happy Father's Day, so he has to bring us home
exactly.
today.
Exactly. And it's Children's Day today. Happy Children's Day. You're taking all your children home, right, Jesus? Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Yes, so we have to be home by 5.
And I don't have a cold, but I have a really scratchy voice from yelling and screaming and crying at God because my brother's on the streets. And so I'm fine, you guys. I just have a really scratchy voice because I let my daddy have it. And I cried a lot. You know how that happens when you cry. But they were good tears because nobody likes seeing anyone that you love. I don't care. I want him to do the Lord's work on the street, but he needs to, like, get a good night's rest and not be in a cold. I had to literally leave him. That was the hardest thing I ever did. I had to leave him and his dog in San Francisco behind a tree I gave him a sleeping bag out of my car, and I had to literally walk away. It was the hardest thing I ever did in my life. It was yesterday. Jerry heard me scream. I had to have somebody on the phone. I was just screaming to God. But anyway, he needed to be out there, and now he's coming back here because he repented. Love you, Michelle. Ben sent me a really cool flirt, but I didn't ask him if I could share it, so I won't. He texted it to me. And then Michelle said she sent me a cool flirt in my email. Maybe I can just read it, Michelle. Let me know. That being said, I'm also really tired, you guys, because, you know, when you cry a lot and you're screaming and you love it, your brother and he's sleeping outside and all this, it's taken its toll, even though God's in it. He really is. He's in all of it. I'm totally thoroughly blessed. I have not had a bad day. It's just, it's been a lot to process, and I thought I got a good night's sleep last night, but I'm feeling really tired. So my intention is to end the show at 6 because he's coming here tonight. My sister just informed me, we prayed, and he's taking the bus, and I have to start getting his bed ready. I have to prepare to fumigate everything. I have a big night ahead of me, but if everybody wants to stay talking, I can mute myself and we can go on the second hour. I'm just going to be able to listen. I just wanted to say that. Okay, guys. And because Jerry needs a break from hosting, he doesn't really need a break. Jerry doesn't ever ask for a break, but it's just the only, you know, this is, we're family and everybody pitches in, you know, and hosts. And if you're wanting to host, you can let us know. And if the pastor says it's a good job, great, do it. We'll do it, okay? Everyone that's ever offered to host has been able to, just so you guys know. God hasn't turned down the application yet, okay? and then ones that were hosting, he had leave when it was the right time. And so Jesus knows how to run his church. And we're leaving, so we don't really need new hosts, but I'm just explaining it. So I am actually really tired, but I'm energized in the Lord. Does that make sense? So I don't really want to use my voice much because it's really hoarse and it kind of hurts. Let's all be a family and share. He's so good, right? I'm loving it. I'm loving Jesus. Oh, Michelle said I could read her. Okay, go ahead, Tana.
I still don't have my car back. But
Father,
my roommate,
please take care
of this. My roommate said, my mechanic said, she needs to get a new car. He's like, if I get this fixed, then she needs to get rid of it quick.
What I mean, and how much is he going to charge you to fix it?
We gotta be out of here.
How much is he going to charge you to fix it?
I don't know yet.
I mean, you don't have to tell me. What I'm saying is, Father, that's another sign that we're leaving.
Said, when I first told him to fix it, he said it's going to be anywhere from like $650 to $900. So,
yeah, no, we don't need to be doing that. Okay, so, Father, we asked for wisdom. Wait, so is he already doing it? Are you already agreed to pay that or what?
Yeah, he's,
because, okay.
I mean, for an engine,
okay.
He's an engine, so that's pretty cheap. It would be like, a quarter of what it would cost.
Especially if
we
only need it for, like, especially if you only need it for another day, okay? So, you know what, Tana, I've been seeing God's favor on a ton of prayers for this kind of, like, stuff. My sister, her car, and you don't even understand, like, God totally took care of it. We thought, anyway, long story short, I was with the mechanic yesterday. We got charged hardly anything, $108 for, like, all this work. I'm telling you, God's favor is on his RCC bride. So, Father, I have faith for this, Tana. I really have faith for this. So, God, we thank you for the miracle you're going to do for Tana. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you that, you know what, a mechanic says, but you know what, Lord, you can make it run. You can make this thing continue to go because we know that we're going to our new home. She gets all her new cars and everything there. So, so we just thank you for the favor. And if you want to give her a car, we know you will for free. And we trust you. Oh, yeah, Michelle, if you could just call in and read it because my voice is tired and it really is scratchy. And I have a long night ahead of me. Hopefully my brother will go right to bed when I give him 3 Benadryl. He in order for him to stay, he had to agree to a list of things, and he agreed. So if he agrees, then I will be sleeping. But I also have to clean up after him and feed him. You know what I mean? It's a prodigal guest in my home, and I'm going to serve him because that's what God told me to do. So I'm going to be fussing over him, and it takes energy. So, Michelle, if you can call in your flirt. Tana, I'm feeling God say he's got it. I don't think you know what? If you're supposed to get your car tomorrow, you'll be looking at it from heaven because we're out of here tonight. My brother's going to be here just like I thought he would be when we poofed. So it's all making me really happy. I'm very happy about it.
Amen, and I agree. I agree with Judy's prayer. We love you, Father. And I trust you, God, because you told me I would.
I trust him, too.
He told me that he would keep my car running until we poofed, or
That's
the deal,
right.
Like you said, the car. And so I'm trusting
right.
for
give
that
it,
he's
give,
a liar.
Yep.
God is faithful, and he is not a liar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've been teaching
I've
the bus
people,
for 3 weeks.
I've seen people. I've seen with my own eyes. People give cars to other people. And in one case, I saw a brand new car given to somebody, like off the lot. So God can give cars to people from other people. He can really do that. He really has. I've seen that miracle in my life 3 times, 4 times. Not just for me personally, but I've seen it. So I'm saying, like, God can do it. Jesus, you're amazing. And I just know that Tana's your favorite cupcake. And you see this whole thing. And you don't need your daughter on the bus because she has all that time on the bus. She needs to be doing some other things here. So, and plus you're just, yeah. So she's going to ride in comfort, ride in style while we're here. And it's really weird to pray because we know we're leaving tonight, but God understands our dual world. He's the one that set us up like this, but I know it's weird. Like we're praying, but we know we're not going to be here, but still.
Yeah. Like,
oh,
you know,
Michelle called in.
He's keeping me running.
Go ahead, Tom.
He's keeping it running by having me take the bus.
I know,
thing.
Right? I know.
All right,
I will say that we have seen a ton of prayers answered here at RCC. God, listen, when I was crying yesterday and had everyone cover me in prayer, he literally took me in a whirlwind to the city. I just want to tell a testimony of that. Thank you, everybody. Even though it wasn't an easy situation, it was effortless because God was doing it. His presence was really strong, and I needed that. So anyway, and God is really nice to us because he tells us the truth if we ask. If he wants to answer us, he will, because he told me my situation personally was not going to get easier, but his spirit was going to get stronger, and he didn't lie. It's the truth. It's the truth. And I don't need easy. I just need more of my Jesus. I've never asked for easy. Well, I mean, okay, that's a lie. We all want it easy, right? But what I'm saying is I just want more of him. So if I have more of him, then it all equals out. It's all good. So I'd rather have him in a little bit of trouble if that's how it has to happen. And it doesn't always. I'm just saying in my personal situation, it's been true. So share, Michelle, share with us.
Okay. Well, hi, everyone.
I love you.
All right. So God has answered a prayer with me and my family. So about a little bit of background, about every summer, me and my mom drive to South Dakota to see my grandma and extended family that live up there. And last year's trip was a little bit different because my stepdad came along and we went to Mount Rushmore first, and then we drove across the state then to see my grandma for a few days. Well, two summers ago, I felt like the Lord was impressing upon me to just really enjoy that trip because that could be my last trip up there, I guess, with just me and my mom. And that was before I was rapture-centric, so I was wondering, oh, no, is something going to happen to my grandma? Well, happened. And then this summer, we were planning a trip up there. We're planning on leaving July 3rd. And I already took the time off from work and was given, my boss let me have it off. And so my stepbrother, who is divorced, he doesn't have a job, and he has partial custody of a six-year-old. He has an infection in his leg, and he's supposed to get surgery on his leg late this month sometime. Maybe on the 30th, I think. I don't remember. But anyway, that was only going to be a few days before we left, and he has to stay overnight in the hospital for a couple days. So he would be getting back here, and we are taking care of him, or my parents are, I should say, to help him heal because he won't be able to really move. And and we're hoping he doesn't actually have to get his leg amputated because the doctor suggested if nothing else works, then he might have to have his leg amputated. So we're praying about that. But anyway, my parents are going to take care of him. Well, my mom felt guilty. She didn't want to leave my stepdad alone taking care of him and possibly his son if he can't get his ex-wife to take care of him. So that kind of put us in a pickle. And so my mom asked me if I could change my leave time to go at a later time. So I asked my boss. I emailed him this past Sunday, and I looked on the schedule. There was two other employees taking off at that same time. So I just I told my mom it's not a good possibility, but I went ahead and asked. And so a couple nights ago when I came in for my midnight shift, I checked my email, and he said that he doesn't normally do this, but he decided to grant my leave request and cancel my previous leave and grant me my leave request for in August. So that means that my mom can go ahead and help take care of my stepbrother who will need help with his leg. And my mom, if we're still here in August, which I don't think we will be, but if we are, my mom and I can go see my grandma. So, but if my intuition was correct from a couple of years ago, we wouldn't be going. So I guess that's sort of a date set before August 4th or whatever. We should be poofing. So anyway, I just want to say God is good. And thank you, Lord, for granting the leave request. And just thank you for everything you do in my life, Lord. Let's see. Oh, yeah. And then in the email I mentioned, this was yesterday morning. This is my after my first midnight shift. I was driving home from work, and I felt like I could go to sleep as I was nodding off at the end of my shift. But the Lord managed to keep me from running off the road during my drive home. So thank you, Lord, again. So that's pretty much my story of God's goodness in my life. So thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We love you.
Love you, Lord.
Thanks for sharing, Michelle. Well, I have to get going to work. I'm going to call into my cell phone so I can listen a little bit longer, but I'm going to have to leave my home phone. But I love you all. I love
you,
Jesus.
Donna.
My last shift on earth.
To work. Thank you, Jesus. We're going home.
We love you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, poof.
Poof. Five.
Yay. We are so excited for your presence.
2, 1, poof.
Come, Lord, you're so good. I have to say, God is just, he is the best. He is the best. Jesus, you're amazing. One of the reasons why I really want to see you is just because I want to thank you for how wonderful you've made my life. You have really blessed me and given me what money can't buy. And I'm so appreciative. And I can't wait to thank you. Just get here so I can just, I will worship at your feet and just kiss your feet. I will. For a really long time. Even if you've been walking in sandals all day. It's okay. Did he go? Okay.
Yeah, I cannot wait to give him one big long hug and just say how much I love him.
Sorry, I got distracted. No, keep that open, sweetie. I need you to keep that open all the way. They can go out here if they want. Come on. Sorry, I have Nate's friend here. Okay. Maybe if we all beg, Jerry's daughter Rachel will do some more songs for us. Oh, that's funny. So, Michelle, thank you so much for sharing that. And Rosemary, how's your aunt doing? We need to know. She moved to the nursing home today. Okay, and did she not want to do that? I don't know if she wanted to do that. Wait, can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. All right, let me let on. Oh, is this Marianne? We love you, Marianne.
Yes. Hello,
hi, honey.
Sister. How are you?
Good to have you here with us. Give us updates, Marianne. Tell us why Jesus is coming now in 2 days max, right? Because 2 days ago it was 4 days max between me and Marianne and Jason. We're keeping it quote-unquote private, but you know this family.
Oh, my gosh. You told.
I did. I just now did because I saw you. Oh, well, he said I could. He said I didn't have to. Yeah, I didn't. If I pinky promised something, I would never share. But,
oh.
Yeah, he sent me an email. Whatever.
Well,
anyway, I loved his email. I got it at the right time because he hadn't heard the show yesterday, and I had to do a really hard thing with my brother. And then, long story short, God had really showed Jason that we're leaving 4 days max, and that would just line up perfectly. And so I'm really excited. But he said it didn't need to go. He's not going to call in and share the details of it, but that's his little date set. And he said I could share. Oh, wait, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm a jackass. I think he said I could share it with Jerry. Oh, well, sorry, Jason. Sorry. It wasn't Marianne's thing. It was Jason's thing. It was Jason's little flirt. But
Marianne had a few flirts too, but it was mostly Jason's thing. But see, it's no news to me. But I know sometimes people want to do things differently, like not say and then just, but I don't know, whatever. It's every day, so nothing's going to surprise me. But I would never share something that someone said I couldn't share. But I just now realize I think Jason said I could share it with Jerry, but I don't know if he said everybody at RCC. I think, you know, sometimes people don't want to share stuff because they don't, well, I don't know, maybe the Lord told them, but sometimes I think people just don't, you know, want to give people the rapture blues if we're here. But I have to, you guys have to understand, we don't get rapture blues. We get rapture, you know, excitement. But that rapture blues was so a year ago. I mean, if you've been doing this for as long as we have, you know what, if you get the rapture blues, you need to work through it with Jesus and you need to get stronger in the Lord because of it, because that's so yesterday. Rapture blues is just, yeah. So you know what, just go deeper into God's love with your rapture blues. And I know for a fact that I ain't getting rapture blues if Jason has this really strong flirt about us leaving, you know, by what day would that be? Sunday at the most. And we're still here. I'm going to be fine. We're all fine. We've made it this far together and we have to jump into the words. We have to jump into it because it gives hope and excitement and joy. And when he sent me that email, Jason did yesterday, the timing of it was, I just couldn't believe the timing. I literally broke down and cried because he had no idea that I just got back from the city. I cried buckets of tears. And he said, Judy, I haven't heard the show tonight, but God really, he's letting me know your brother's not going to be on the streets for very long. And here's why, because we're leaving. Well, Jason, your word is right. He was only on the streets for two nights because he's coming tonight on the bus. He's coming here. So thank you, Jesus. And he's not going to be on the streets. He's going to be on the streets preaching, but I don't want him sleeping on the streets. I never have. Nobody does want to see that unless God. But God had him do it the last two nights for sure. And but anyway, Marianne, did I upset you by saying any of that? If I did,
oh, no, because
because I didn't.
Annalise
I didn't
is coming
yours,
back from her honeymoon. She's in Greece, and so she's still off the continent. And Jason had a very interesting thing to say, and it was connecting what Jerry had said to me about that, you know, strong dream I had four summers ago. That, you know, when Laura was walking by my car and I had my door open and Jerry said, you have covered her in her walk, which was so brilliant. I mean, that is so spirit-led. And so Jason said he really didn't feel like literally Laura had to be at home. He said, you know, since I had covered her in her walk, it didn't matter that she wasn't actually literally in my home. That it was important that Annalisa was off the continent. And see, she'll be coming back from her honeymoon in a couple of days. And so it has to be in a couple of days because the next time she'll be off the continent is late August and the kids will be back in school.
Myself, I'm like, yeah, that's wonderful, and nobody can hear me. Yeah, sorry. Yes, yay! It lines up. It's really huge what Marianne is saying because every single person is the apple of God's eye here at RCC. So what's going on in your personal life is huge to the translation. It's huge. You play that big of a piece. Religion says, oh, you're just one person, and God billions of people. No, God's like, no. I'm OCD over my bride, especially my RCC bride, but all of us, he loves that we're translated. What our personal flirts are in our lives and what God has shown us. He showed Marianne 4 years ago about the situation. She's going to call it a situation rather than a date set, and I agree with it. I agree. I know strongly what he's setting me up for. He told my son in 2013 that my brother was going in the rapture, and we're like, what? He's living as a gay flaming gay activist coming against me with his little law degree, trying to put me in jail for not telling my child that being gay was normal, saying it's child abuse. I mean, he was freaking crazy. And that was 2013. And he was literally coming against me. So when YouTube did, it was no big whoop. I'm like, oh, yeah, just try, come get us. I already get threatened by my own family. So anyway, he has a miraculous turn back to God now. And who would have expected that? But the thing is, my little nephew Gabriel, who's just turned 15,
texted me again today and said, I still can't believe what's going on with Uncle Donald. He texted me just an hour ago. He sent me the text. He's like, I mean, God told Nate, well, Little John, but Nathaniel's his real name. In 2013, remember when he told him that? He said he remembered that. And he's like, because my brother came back to their house and apologized to all the kids, told them being gay was wrong, said he came back to God. He was sorry for everything he did. And Gabriel's like blown away. He is blown away because, I mean, God told my son in 2013 this was going to happen. He's like, it's happening all as he told Nate. I'm like, I know everything's going to, it is happening. Because back when Nate was prophesying about nuclear war, in 2013, mm-hmm. nobody was, like, on the bandwagon on YouTube. They're like, oh, whatever, whatever, like it was so far away. God told my son it's going to happen. Like, nuclear war, the guys with the rags on their head are going to blow up multiple cities in the United States. There could be nuclear. No, I believe it all. This wasn't my, you know, it was God. And it was thus says the Lord through a 10-year-old whose body he used and then made him a regular kid again when he was
yeah.
done. And he can do that. And he's using Marianne's body, and he's using my body. He's using all of us. And so that's why it's important that Marianne even called in, because it's like her situation is huge to our translation. Okay, worldwide rapture, whatever. They can have their own flirts. All those worldwide rapture people think they're going to have a tsunami. So have your tsunami, the translated bride. All I know is what I've been given the information about us, and I believe that all the stuff my son was told regarding the departure was really in essence for the translated bride, though it was a word to everybody. All the words he gave were timelines and all this events that God wanted to give through my son, and telling everybody that there's marriage in heaven, which I didn't even think there was until he fell on my son and said, I didn't think we'd be married in heaven, but he showed my son all the weddings. Yes, there's going to be all that. And so we have a huge bright future. And if your personal flirts at Rapture Centric Church in your life are really lining up to right now, call in and share, because Marianne's is, Jason's are, mine are, and these aren't just little things. These things are years in the making for some of us.
Absolutely.
Like Marianne had that
years.
Marianne had that thing happen 4 years ago. Jerry
yeah.
had his, yeah, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden now it all makes sense. These things are huge, you guys. And see, the reason why I'm appreciative of this. I acknowledge God. I thank him for it. That's why I get so much flirting, because if God throws flowers at you and you just ignore it every time, I mean, no fool, he's not going to keep giving you flowers if you never say thank you or, like, adore him for it. And you know what? I do. I get flowers thrown at me almost every day from God about this rapture, because I acknowledge every little flirt, every little thing. It's not too small. It's not, because I know how relevant it is. God works in big ways and little ways, and mostly the little things that he does are the biggest. Personally, that's my experience. The little consistent things he keeps doing every day, they're small, but they add up and they're consistent. Oh, he's painting a picture. He's building faith. If he gave us, you know, he spoon-fed us every day, how are you going to grow in faith if you're literally being spoon-fed? You have to flex your spiritual muscles, and when you do, he'll egg you on, so to speak.
Absolutely. I agree with that totally, Judy. And I want to tell you, the three other people that I was traveling with in Ireland, we felt the glory cloud around us. It's four born-again Christians. And first we were calling ourselves the Quad Squad because there was four of us, and then we turned it to the God Squad because literally every time we needed to find a parking place, I mean, the parking was terrible in Belfast. I mean, it's very, you know, it's not a crowded city, but there's not a lot of parking. There would just be like a parking place right in front of wherever we were going. And I mean, it got to the point where it was just almost a joke. But, you know, God was doing that to encourage us, you know, in our walk. And we just felt like wherever we walked, we were leaving a glory cloud behind us, and whoever walked through it was getting convicted. I mean, that's what we believed, and that's, I'm sure, what God was doing with us. I wanted to say something else about the 21st. There have been several things that I've seen on YouTube. I know that you know who the Grox is. He's the guy that maps everything and says that the world is a matrix. He said something about this shooting in Charleston,
yep,
South
yep.
Carolina, and he said the kid was 21, and he had this little thing, this little note on the picture, you know, of the YouTube, and said, look for the 21st. he said, you know, from his gleaning from this, that the fact that this kid was 21, he's looking at the 21st. Then, of course, it's also what Prince William's birthday, his 33rd birthday, and a lot of people think that he's going to actually ultimately be the real Antichrist, and Obama's just the beast. So there's a lot of things, and then I'm not sure who said, you know, the 21st is Father's Day, but that is beautiful to think that we could be up there for Father's Day. That's a beautiful thought. So there's a lot of things that are pointing to the 21st. There was another thing, too, and I'm not sure if I can really say it, but there is something to do with the 31st that has to do with the vision I had back in January about 11. And maybe the rapture, the worldwide rapture, will be 11 days after the 21st, which is like July the 2nd or something. So just a few thoughts.
Oh, I wanted to add something. You know how, Judy, you said our circumstances are pointing to now? Well, I just want to say that the Lord was kind of impressing upon me that I might poof during my midnight shifts, and I'm working midnight shifts through a Sunday night, Monday morning. So that's another reason we're leaving now.
Okay, I got chills. All right, the temperature has not changed in the room, and I just got chills when Michelle said that. So you know what? You know, believe it or don't, choose belief, because that was the Lord, what Michelle just said. He just, like, gave me chills all through my body.
Wow.
Oh, and last night, I saw diamonds on my right eye, and I was like, I asked my sister, because she's a nurse, I'm like, am I going blind, or is this like an eye problem, or is it? Because I'm the first to always rule out, I don't want to say anything is God unless I rule out everything else, and I was too tired to Google it, but my right eye for 2 hours last night, I had it wide open, and I'm doing stuff around the house, and all I could see with my right eye were rainbow diamonds, like mountains. That's all I can tell you. And it was really weird. And I just figured I'm probably going blind because I probably have, you know, radiation cancer from living in California. So that was my first thought. Then an hour later, I was like, wait, unless it's God. Because I was so tired yesterday. I was like, wait, maybe it's God. So then I asked my sister, I go, hey, you know, I would just assumed I'm going blind. But I'm wondering, I wonder if this is God. Is there any disease where you see rainbows in your eyes? She goes, I think that if your eyes are doing weird stuff, it's usually a physical thing. I think it's not unusual to see, like, rainbow colors. I'm like, okay, well, I'm too tired to look it up. But I just decided to believe that it was God, but I wasn't going to make a big stink. But the minute I did, I'm like, is this you, Lord, like, doing this? Because this is really shady if it is, okay? And then it stopped. So I don't know. Has anyone ever had that? Is that, like, an eye problem?
I've
never had to have
migraine.
Glasses.
It's
okay,
an ocular
migraine. I don't get headaches hardly ever in my life.
But
and
you don't have to have a headache with an ocular migraine.
Okay, well, I've never had glasses. I've never needed them. But it's funny, about 6 months ago, it was really hard to see, like, really teeny writing on the back of bottles. So my sister and my son bought me magnifiers at the dollar store, and it's hilarious. But other than that, yeah, so that's what that is, Marianne. It's a medical thing.
Yeah, it's an ocular migraine.
Okay.
Where does it look? Did it look like a prism, a shimmering prism?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an ocular migraine.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Wow, and it was all sharp and jagged.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And you don't have to have a headache afterwards.
Oh,
so,
I think
and they can be hormonal. There can be, you know, there's like a peak when people are like, getting ready to reach menopause, or, you know, their hormones are kind of going up and down and stuff like that. And you don't even have to be that close to menopause. You can be 5 or 6 or 7 years away from it. But it can, in women, it can start later in life, not younger. So not to worry. And there's no bad thing about it. I mean, you know, you're not going to go blind.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I even give a whip if I did. I didn't even care. I'm just like, oh, this is weird. It was later at night, and I was trying to get some things done, and I really didn't even pay it any mind. But then an hour later, I'm like, wait, maybe this is God. But, you know, I'm not going to be saying it is if it isn't. And so so that's really cool. Thank you for sharing that. I like knowing stuff like that. I was too tired to Google it. I usually Google all of my health stuff. I look up everything. I'm like a veterinarian online vet for my cats, and I'm like a doctor for myself and my family online. You know how you can just look online and, like, I could probably look online and learn how to give my own self a root canal, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm kidding, you guys.
You probably
I'm kidding, too.
But, Judy, I've got to tell you one more thing, and I don't know if I told you this the other day or not, but one of the girls that I was traveling with in Ireland, she walks around and she goes, "I'm God's favorite." She has a very thick southern accent. She's my BFF. And she goes, "I'm God's favorite. I'm God's favorite." And I thought, you know what, Kimmy? I know somebody that says the same thing.
Kimmy and I are soul sisters. I know it. We're going to be soul sisters, actually.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You would love this girl. But the thing is, you know, Satan can't be around her because the praise is coming out of her mouth constantly.
I'm telling you, this stuff works. I'm too busy laughing. Satan cannot even,
mm-hmm.
you know? Yeah, I love hearing that you know someone like that. That's just so cool.
Yeah, it's...
And I love hearing that because what an encouragement, right? You can't even come near her. She's too full of praise.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She is, and he can't stand that.
Yeah.
So he just steers clear. It's amazing because when she's done it for a long time, but it just really hit me this trip. I thought, oh, my gosh, there's another one. And so by the end of the trip, everybody was saying the same thing. I'm God's favorite.
I'm God's favorite. I love that. We should make everyone say it right now on the phone. Jerry, say
I'm God's
favorite.
I'm God's favorite.
Nope. Marianne, I'm his favorite. Sorry to tell you. I don't know.
Well, you know, he loves us all.
I'm his favorite.
He loves us all, but who's to say he doesn't have favorites? I mean, if you've got more than one child. I'm sorry? What?
He does. Me.
Oh, my gosh.
Marianne, I won the argument. Just kidding. I'm just playing.
I'm his favorite cupcake daughter. How about that?
I'm his favorite. But anyway, it was a beautiful time, and I do want everybody to think that they're God's favorite. Because he's got 7 billion people to love, and he's bound to have favorites. It doesn't. There's nothing
right.
in the Bible that says he can't have favorites. He says that he loves us all equally. However,
he shows no partiality. He shows no partiality. So yeah, we are all his favorites. Absolutely, 100%. But I will say, his favor rests mm-hmm. on those who believe. There's a difference. So some people are always, like, complaining. God's always, nothing ever goes their way. Well, everything always goes my way. So that's because I'm his favorite.
Well, it's Hebrews 11:8. He rewards those who seek him.
That's right. And I'm like, listen, if you ever thought of thanking him for what he did instead of always complaining about what you don't have, maybe you'd have the same kind of favor I do. Jesus. I'm always sticking up for Jesus because you know what? He gets a bad rap. Here he is doing all this nice stuff for us 24/7, taking care of us behind the scenes, stuff we don't even know that he did for us today. For all we know, he saved half of us from a car accident because he had us go another way. You know, it's
Amen.
Just, he's always looking out. And
Amen.
Some people just, and God told me that too one day. He's like, are you going to be pathetic or powerful? Because it's like, I was the biggest whiner and complainer. That's why I'm the opposite now. Because I can detect that a mile away because that's who I was. And you know what? I'm so sorry I spent so many years behaving that way toward my Jesus. Because, you know, want, what are you going to give me? What are you going to give me? Oh, this isn't good enough, you know. Just like a kid, a real kid. And but you know what, he has grace for us. We're all at different levels in our development, but if you want to jump up to a really fast development in Christ, start thanking him every day and be grateful for everything.
Amen.
What you even think might be bad, just start thanking him and worshiping and praising him and laugh, and your life will change like that hour. It'll never be the same, right, Marianne?
Amen. That is absolutely the truth. I tell
but
my children that all
addicted.
The time.
Some
and
people are addicted to their moaning and their complaining and their groaning. They don't really realize they're addicted to it, you know? And I used to be too. It's like, but just try to not try to break your addiction before he gets here, because he's still going to take you. But I'm just saying, you're going to have a better life. Life's much better when you lighten up on Jesus. You have a better time.
Exactly. I tell my girls the pity train doesn't stop here.
I like that. Pity train just rolled in.
Well, the pity train doesn't stop here. It has to go on.
That. Oh, I'm going to use that. Do you mind? I'm going to make that up.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I'm going to use it to my sister. She's going to think that's funny, too.
Well, my girls always think it's kind of harsh, but, you know, they've grown up to be beautiful
totally
young
harsh.
Ladies. The self-pity has ended, so.
Basically, saying that is like telling someone, shut up and get with the program, but in a better way.
Yeah.
It's a little better.
A nice way of saying shove off. Or get over it.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and the thing is, Jesus wants us to get over it. Because if you knew how much he was in charge over everything, when we get to heaven, we're going to find out all the stuff that he did that we never even thanked him for. And see, I'm doing it ahead of time before I get there so I can move on to other things, you know.
That's right.
I got
a lot of
stuff planned for my bright future, none of which has to do with anything here.
Exactly.
You hear that? Jesus, so come and get me today. I have zero... Zero, zero. Does anyone here have motivation to wake up here tomorrow? Anybody? Because I don't.
No. But I will say something, and I want to ask anybody else if this has happened to them in the last couple of weeks. I have, you know, I usually watch what I eat, but I have been craving sweets like crazy and have been eating constantly. Has anybody else been doing that? And that's not like me. Anybody else? No?
I haven't, and I wouldn't know if I was, because that's basically how I've lived for over a year and a half now since you fell on my son.
Well, I'm always playing
catch
up to you anyway, Judy.
I'm naturally a sweets eater, so it's not really a change for me if I pick out on sweets.
Well, I like sweets too. I mean, I love them, but it's just been a continuous craving, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah, like almost like it's supernatural, right?
Yeah.
I think it is. I think he's trying to get you in party mode. I think he's like, come on, eat some sugar, start to party now. We're out of here. Lighten up on yourself.
Eat some more ice cream.
I'm going to be an enabler for you in this. I'm going to enable you. anybody feeling that way? Can you share with Marianne? But see,
I made an Oreo ice cream dessert for people at work, and I would share it with you, Marianne.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yum.
It's just been just like Judy said, it's been almost a supernatural thing. It's like something I've just, you know, I love sweets and stuff like that, but usually I'm not, you know, like picking out on them. But it's like I want sugar for lunch. I want sugar for breakfast, you know, and I definitely want sugar at night. And it's just been bizarre.
I understand that, actually, because actually God's interrupted my whole sugar binging for actually healthy desires once in a while since I've been RC. Once in a while, I'll get this strong craving for really healthy food, and for like a week I will, and then I'll go back to ice cream. And that's supernatural. That is supernatural, because since he fell on my son, it's been all out. Eat anything you ever wanted. You're going home, you know. So, but me and Michelle, we also get excited about movies that we watch where people are dying, and we fantasize about death. So we might not be the best for Marianne. Huh, Michelle?
No.
Great. Well, I was just curious. So I'm looking forward to the next 48 hours.
Me too. It's going to be great.
Oh, Judy, should I tell him about my partner not showing up for work and what?
Yes, and I want them to hear it from. Yes. okay, I gave a rendition of it. I told everyone, hey, guys, I just wanted to share this. I talked to Marianne today. So I gave like a, so yeah, tell the whole story so everyone hears it. Go.
Okay, well, I took Monday off because it was a travel day, and it was the day I was supposed to come back to work. But I had one of my partners cover for me. Well, I didn't find out until that afternoon, and I was in the Charlotte airport, and one of my other partners called and said that the guy who was supposed to cover for me didn't show up for work. And so instead of having the reading room manned at 7 a.m., nobody showed up until 8:30. And everybody knows that, you know, I get to work at the crack of dawn and everything like that. Well, they thought I'd gone in the rapture. And so Judy, I told Judy that, and we decided that it was God's dry run for us. Now, that's a Monday morning. So when Michelle says that she's going to, you know, be, you know, taken on a Sunday night when she's doing her midnight shift, that would run into Monday morning. But it was incredible that, because I've been talking about the rapture for 4 years. I have prepared these people, and I have told them, if I don't come to work one morning, it's because I've been taken in the rapture. And apparently three or four of them have taken it very seriously.
It's funny, but it's super duper serious because, I mean, he's preparing everybody for our departure. I like how serious they took it. I do.
They were very serious. Like, most of the people thought I was dead. And one of the partners actually came to my house to make sure I wasn't. I guess he was going to break the window or something. But my housekeeper was here. She let him in. But anyway, but otherwise, the people that are also looking are the ones that thought that I'd gone in the rapture. And one of them actually commented to the other one, said, oh, my gosh, she's gone and we didn't.
You know, this is another huge flirt. I took that as a really big flirt when you had told me that.
Yeah.
Because, see, our personal lives play a huge part. Because, see, our very translation is a flirt from God to the rest of creation to wake up. I think that's just really cool. And that shows you guys what kind of person Marianne is. I mean, you know, she's a dedicated worker. I mean, people would assume she was dead if she didn't show up. That says a lot for who you are, too.
She's not here. She must be dead.
Yep, absolutely.
That's amazing. That's a big compliment, too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought about it that way, but it's a very weird compliment. Oh, she must be dead.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Sure is nice to hear from Marianne. Oh, my gosh. She was in Ireland, her wedding, daughter got married.
Oh, my gosh, and that's another thing. You know, Saturday will be 1 week since Annalisa got married.
Oh.
Yeah. And I don't know if anybody listening has ever been to an Irish wedding, but they last 12 hours.
Wow.
They just last forever. The reception does.
Wow.
Forever. So
that's
it was after midnight when it was over.
Wow.
After midnight. Get it? Midnight.
Oh, get it. Yes. Oh, let me go back to my computer. I haven't been over there for a while. I'm trying to get this house ready for my brother tonight. Okay, let me go and look and see who I need to unmute. Sorry, there might have been people who joined us. Okay. Oh, there is. I'm sorry, Carol. And I believe that's Faith, right? Is that Faith? Oh, everybody's unmuted.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Sorry, I set my phone down. I have it on mute. It's me. Hi, Judy. Yeah. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Hello. Faith. It's great to have you here. Now, guys, I have to mute my phone and preparing. I'm going to listen, and I'm here, and I'll unmute my phone and comment accordingly and stuff. But so we're all here. Everyone's unmuted. There's a lot of people on the line. You can start giving your flirts if you want. And but I don't want to end the show unless you guys want to just end it. What do we say? What do you guys say? Keep it going?
I'm going to go to bed
well,
soon.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Your turn.
No, your turn, Carol.
Okay, I was just going to say, my flirt for today came about an hour and a half ago, right before the show started. I was going outside to my backyard, and out of nowhere, I started singing, Deck the Halls with whatever. Fa la 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 la. And I'm starting to sing this Christmas carol, right? And I said, where did this come from? You know, that's, you all know how anything related to Christmas is a flirt to me. And so God flirted with me just out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. I was minding my own business. I was not, not thinking again of Christmas, or I had not seen anything related to Christmas. There was absolutely nothing. Just like when I had that dream or vision where I saw the words away in a manger. You know, that came out of nowhere. So this came out of nowhere. And so to me, the Lord is just telling me that's my personal flirt, and that's his way of encouraging me that he's coming, and he's coming today. I love that we have this faith. We have faith in our midst. But I love it that we have, you know, the faith that we know he is coming. And even though, you know, we believe he was coming yesterday and we're still here, he still is coming. That's all there is to it.
That's a great way to answer that. Yeah, he still is coming. I told you that yesterday.
Yeah, he is. And he's coming today. And so,
yeah.
You know, and he and to
I
me,
going,
when he, what,
you,
when he had me saying
said that yesterday. And I'm like, yeah, yesterday's today. Get over it.
Exactly. And when he told me, when he had me sing out of nowhere, you know, fa la 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 la, okay, I knew he was telling me, I'm coming for you today. So there it is.
That's good. I like that. Oh, by the way, I keep saying Jerry. He's not even on the line. I'm such a dweeb.
No, he forgot to call in, but he's on. He's on text.
I think he forgot to call in. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been trying to post the mini conversations that we've had that you guys have been having on the phone. I've been trying to post them in the chat room so he could hear or he could see what we're talking about or what you guys have been talking about. But I don't know how great of a job I've done, but I try to add little things here and there. So. Oh, I guess Judy took off so she could, do what she has to do with, for her brother. Yeah, hey, whoever's on the phone, you know, I like it. Shut up. Oh, sorry. Telling my doggy. You guys know.
Whoever's on the phone, shut up. Nice, Carol.
We knew it was too bad.
And boy, did I say it with authority, didn't I? Oh, that was too funny.
Yeah, it was too funny.
That was too funny. Because I was just gonna say that, See, the Lord wants us to have fun and have have to crack each other up.
Yeah.
And you know, I do have a sense of humor, but I sometimes let all the stuff of the world that wears me out or, you know, brings me down because of all the evilness that goes on. It's just depressing seeing it, right? So I get a little too serious. So I guess he just wanted me to make everybody laugh with that little that little word. So anyway, but I just thought, you know, we could take a few minutes to lift Judy and her sister and Dawn and Nate up to the Lord, because God is in this plan of action, but at the same time, you know, we have to deal with stuff, and we're not fully transformed yet, and you know, we want there to be peace and joy and no stress. So, Lord, we just ask you right now, Father, in the name of your precious Son, and by the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. You know, we lift up Judy and her sister, Nate, and Dawn up this weekend. And we want you to fill them with your glory, fill them with your love, fill them with your peace, fill them with the joy of the Lord. And with the favor of God, Lord, I know that I think Tom is going to bring his puppy dog over to Judy's tonight too, or this weekend. And you know, we just pray you put a special anointing on the little dog, or however big the dog is, on the dog, and on the kitties, so that they all get along right away, so that there's no stress between, you know, the puppy, the doggy, and the kitties, because we know I know how stressful that can be when a new member of the family comes into our midst. But you know, you're a God that makes things happen, so make everything happen to the glory and praise of your holy name.
Amen.
And fill that home you know, with the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. You know, let there be a lot of laughter and joy and blessings above their understanding, above their imaginations, you know, so that you can shame the devil once and for all. You know, just touch Judy and touch Dawn and her sister, their sister, and Nate and the puppies and the kitties, like you've never touched them before, so that they're just like really hammered with your presence and with your love. Okay, do it to your glory, to the glory of your name. We
mm-hmm.
ask you this.
Amen.
No, I just amen. I want to thank you for that prayer. I just want to unmute myself real quick. That prayer was really powerful. Okay, all I'm saying is, I received that in full, but I didn't, not that I wouldn't have, but God just blasted me on that prayer. Thank you.
Very
good. Wow. Well, we all want you to be super blasted tonight. Not just you, but your entire family, because I know, you know, you've got such a great spirit, Judy. You've got a great heart, you know, and hey, you know, I know you probably handle more than any of us have. That's why I know your reward is going to be super duper, but that's because of all that you give, and just because you're God's favorite, even though I'm his favorite and Mary Ann's his favorite, you're also his favorite, and he's just giving you the favor of God tonight like never before. So you just receive it and walk in it. And we all can't wait for the great praise report we're going to get from you, because you can provide for all of the needs that you all have, you know, with Donald there. And Lord, right now we also ask you continue to renew Donald's mind, okay? You touch his mind so that he has the mind of Christ again. just to shame the devil for what he has done to Donald. Donald is a child of God. He's a son of the Most High God, and he's also God's favorite child who's been severely wounded, and he's in the healing process. But he has been healed by the stripes of Jesus once and for all. So, you know, we just want him, his mind to be restored and renewed and be filled with the peace of God, and also, you know, everybody in that family. We want that family to shine brightly, yeah, and bring down the apartment. You know, let this be the night that the glory of God falls on the entire home, that they're the rocket booster that boosts up the RCC to meet Jesus in the air tonight. Do it, Lord. Do it, do it, do it, do it. And also put that fire of glory on each and every one of the RCCers that are listening right now, that are in chat, you know, that are going to be listening to the archives. You know, just, you know, put that fire in their bellies, the fire of the Holy Spirit. You know, drum it up in them and fill them with the joy of the Lord. And, you know, Lord, it is time for supernatural miracles, so we can boast in the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus for all that he's done for us. You know, let's put the devil to shame once and for all. Okay, you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are our great high priest, and you're the one who our hearts adore. We love you. All of us love you. And the only reason we love you, Lord, is because you loved us first. And who are we to deserve your love? You created us. You created us. And because we're created in the image and likeness of our daddy, hey, that's why you love us. And we love you back, because we're your children. So, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you.
Amen. Carol, that was a great prayer.
Yeah, that was a really great prayer. I'm making dinner right now, and I'm really feeling the favor of everybody over everyone at RCC. So everyone at RCC, expect it if we're here, because I'm feeling it.
Amen.
And I
Amen.
Trust that
yeah.
when I get these things, I know it's,
yeah.
I trust.
Yeah.
Yeah, when one of us gets the favor of God, the other one gets the favor of God, because we're family, and what goes around comes around. So, Duty, you and your family are getting the favor of God, because I'm getting the favor of God, because Marianne's getting the favor of God, Michelle, Tana, you know, Jerry, everybody,
yeah.
everybody, and Alana, Pat, everybody who's always in RCC, and then some. You know, everybody.
Yeah, when you
the favor of God.
When you started praying for everyone at RCC, you know, you started with my family and it was like huge. And then when you started praying for everyone, the Lord was like really getting me good during your prayer. Like, expect it, RCC, expect it, expect it. You're a favorite bride. You're getting translated. God wants to do some more good stuff, and He is. If we're here,
and
He is. We might
only
be here another
hour. Favor. That's the greatest favor we can receive, is the favor
yeah.
of translation. The favor of translation
Amen.
Is the greatest
Amen.
Favor we're going to receive.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well,
yeah.
So I'm going to mute myself, because I really have to, like, not talk anymore, because I need to get this work done before he gets here. So
yeah.
I love you guys. If nobody talks, I'll end it, but if people want to share, great.
Well, love you all, and come, Jesus, come. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, I think we should end it now. Not that we have to,
okay.
but that's what I'm getting in my spirit.
Okay, then you know what? I'm going to put on a worship song. So we'll go out on worship.
Okay.
How's that?
Excellent.
Let's everybody.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Spirit and the Bride say, come.
Come.
Come,
Carol. Come now, Lord Jesus.
Carol, Pat, Tana, Alana, Michelle, Faye, Marianne, thanks for calling in. Come. Everybody in chat,
come, Lord,
love
Jesus,
you.
Come.
Okay, I'm going to play a song, Jesus. We love you so much.
Okay.
We're going to play a good love song. And we'll all worship you during this. Ooh, that's a good one. Oh, yeah. Okay. Get ready. Okay, get ready to fall over. If you have never gotten the whole fall over thing, it happened to me once. It was amazing.
Uh-huh.
I said, Jesus, I want to have that thing where you knock me over. Do it. It really worked one time. He did. He knocked me over. Okay, here it goes.
Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord.
Okay, that was really good. I'm going to do another one. I don't know if anyone's still on the line.
Oh, yeah, we're here.
Oh, yeah, I heard Pat singing. It was really anointed, and she just really touched me. I'm going to do another one because that was really good.
Hello.